Good morning, listen to U105, and it's coming up to 19 minutes past 9. Peter McFerry here sitting in this morning for Frank. We're going to go across now to Armagh, and there's a busy morning in Armagh, and telling me a bit more about it is Heather Alexander. Heather, you're Education Officer down there at the Armagh Observatory and Planetarium.
Yes, that's right. Thanks for having us on today.
Well, you're very welcome. What's happening?
We are actually doing a space selfie today. Now, I know that sounds very grand, but what we're planning on doing is getting a satellite to fly overhead here in the Royal School's gravel pitches and take a satellite shot down of the Armagh Observatory and Planetarium logo from up above. It's all in aid of World Space Week.
And when you say up above, how far up above is this satellite going to be?
Well, the satellite will be certainly in the atmosphere, so you're talking about 300 kilometres plus above us. We also have a drone flying overhead as well, just because, it is Northern Ireland. If it suddenly gets cloudy, the satellite will be able to take the picture through the clouds. So we also have the drone as well to take a photograph, so that it's something for us to see.
Covering both options. And you've local school kids who are there who are going to be the subject of the picture. How many have you, Heather?
So we have, I think there's 200 coming from the Royal, and then we also have a certain amount coming from the Armstrong Primary School as well. Now we have them all sort of put into different little groups where they have little X's that they have to stand on. The staff here at the Planetarium have been making lots of what we're calling pixels for the kids to stand on, and that make out the whole shape. Once they get down here, we're just going to put them into their groups and start spreading them out and trying to get it all done as quickly as possible, because you know yourself, kids have to get back to school. They can't be taking all of their time all day, even though we'd love to.
Well, teachers and parents say kids have to go back to school. I'm sure the kids would stay as long as they were allowed.
Exactly, that's it. They'd stay down here all day with us if they could, I'm sure.
And this is part of World Space Week. Have you had much happening down there, Heather, for it? Is this the final day of it?
This is actually only the second day of it. It started yesterday, and we started off with our first ever Facebook Live session, which I did myself. That was basically just a simple Q&A session of getting the people on Facebook to answer our questions. With the space selfie today, we have some extra activities going on next week for school kids, extra workshops that have a bit more of a focus on, say, like the moon. And we're doing Space Unites the World, which is the same. So we're doing like little jigsaws and making like space flags, that sort of thing. We also have on the 9th of October, it's like an engineer panel. These are professionals coming in to talk to kids of year 10 age about what it's like to work in the space industry and how they can actually start, making progress into getting themselves into the space industry as well. So there's a lot going on, but the space selfie is definitely the biggest event that we're doing this year.
It sounds like it. And if anybody's listening and wants to come down with the kids over the weekend to the Observatory and the Planetarium, you've got some extra things happening. There's even more than usual on there because of World Space Week.
Yes. Yes, there will be. We've got our water rockets on and everything at the weekend. We've got a couple of new shows out in the planetarium, one called We Are Aliens, which is showing at 2 o'clock on Saturday. As you can tell, it's all about Are We Aliens, that sort of thing. Brilliant show, great for the whole family. We also have other shows like Our Beyond the Blue, it's a stargazing journey where you can look at the autumn night sky and pick out all the different constellations. So there's tons and tons going on. You can book tickets through our website, through Ticketsolve, and you can even give us a little call and we can help you out as well. But certainly for Space Week, we try and do a little bit extra, so there could be some meteorite presentations that we're doing as well. We've meteorites on site that we can let people touch and hold, and we can explain how meteorites fall to the Earth as well.
Great, you've sold it brilliantly. Heather, thanks very much, and good luck with the selfie. Hope those clouds stay away. All the best, Heather.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye
thanks
now.
For having us on.
Bye-bye.
Now.